It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. We've heard from the underboss. Sean, the underboss, does not agree. Get rid of all the replay? What? Are you kidding me? Listen, the NBA challenges, that's the last straw for me, man. That is it. But it's the answer to the question. If you could change one thing in sports, whether it was a trade or a signing or a rule, what would you want to change when it comes to the world of sports? 404-741-0929. We say good morning to Ken, who's calling from America's. Ken, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. One thing I would have changed is I would go back to 1990 and not trade Dale Murphy away from the Braves for a no-name pitcher named Jeff Parrott.
Yes.
And they sent Murphy to the Phillies. That was 1 year before the Braves' 1991 run to the World Series. It was just a shame for Murphy because he really deserved to be on those great 90s teams the Braves had. And instead, he was on the 1982 Braves team that won the pennant, and they got swept by the Cardinals who went on to win the World Series. But I just can't believe, it's hard to believe that he was not a part of those 90s teams. They traded him to the Phillies. I mean, Parrott did nothing for us. He went to the Phillies, a losing team there, and then he was sent to the expansion Colorado Rockies in 1993. More losing there. That poor man played his heart out, and he played for mostly losing clubs. It's just a shame that Braves didn't keep him.
You know, it's hard to find a more beloved Brave amongst more fans. I mean, you'd say Chipper Jones probably is universally beloved, but I think the reason why Dale Murphy is so beloved the way that he is that in my mind, so much of what, like you just said, Ken, is the fact that he didn't win a championship and he deserved to win a championship or at least play in a World Series. I know we talk a lot in the NFL about players who didn't win a championship, you know, best player to not win a championship. I mean, you can make the argument that Dale Murphy is at least not necessarily in the conversation, but of guys you wanted to see get one, he's certainly in there. All-star every year from 82 through 87. All-star as well in 1980. He was out there every day from 82 to 85. And got you 118 runs scored in 1985, 37 home runs, 36 in 84. I mean, to me, that just gives you more of a reasoning behind, again, you know, this is why I asked the question. Because, again, this could offer a different perspective. The Dale Murphy trade is one where I think, you know, I think every franchise has a trade that they would want back, a trade that didn't work. And you know, you think about players, no one's walking around with a Dale Murphy Phillies jersey, okay? No one's walking around with a Dale Murphy Colorado Rockies jersey. He only played 26 games there. So in my mind, I think that's a very, very good answer from Ken in America's. 404-741-0929. One trade, one rule. If I could give you an opportunity to change one thing in sports, what would that be? Let's go to Johnny, who's talking to us in College Park. Johnny, you are on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How are you?
Doing good, man. Doing good, man. Thanks for letting me on, man. Hey, one thing that I would have liked to change for the Braves, I read an article like a couple years ago on the Braves.com. It was about to make a trade for Barry Bonds.
Oof.
I think that's when he was with either Pirates or the Giants.
Right.
So talking about how Sherholz brought Terry Pilkington in, asked him, how would you think about trade? And they was about to do it, and the next day later, I think the Giants, they pulled out of it. And I really, really wish we would have got Barry Bonds. I guarantee we would have had Barry Bonds. We probably would have had a few more championships other than one. And then the other one, Ted Turner selling the Braves, which he would have never did. Then we wouldn't have Liberty Media owning our team. And that's it, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call, Johnny, as he calls us again at 404-741-0929. Yeah, that was 92 when he was with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had the deal done. The terms were consummated. And it was the second year of the John Schuerholz reign as a GM. And, you know, for everything that John Schuerholz did good with the Atlanta Braves, and let's be real, anybody who tries to urinate on the job that he did with this franchise takes for granted unjustifiably the division championship run that they had come through here. So don't sit there and say that. But that deal, I think, remains one of the great mysteries as to why they didn't necessarily consummate that deal. Because basically the pitcher that was involved in that was Alejandro Pena. The outfielder was Keith Mitchell, the cousin of Kevin Mitchell. And basically Barry Bonds was also in that deal. Due to Pena's contract, Schuerholz had to get Pena to sign a trade release, and he accepted the trade, signed the waiver. It was about as official as you can get, and they agreed to the deal over the phone. The deal was in place. The players were told. And then a last-minute phone call basically called it off. Man, that is... Could you imagine what Barry Bonds would have looked like in a Braves uniform? Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine an outfield that had Barry Bonds and Andruw Jones and, like, pre-steroid Barry Bonds? Back when he, like, was a 40-40 guy. Now, could that have changed the fortunes? Are we talking about only one championship now? Are we talking about a real dynasty with multiple rings? But then again, who knows? That's why we ask the question, is there one thing that you have that you would want to change in sports? What would it be? 404-741-0929. Let's go to LJ, who's calling in Fayetteville. And LJ, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How are you, pal?
I'm well, yourself, sir.
Good, sir.
All right, well, not going to be a homer in this situation. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
One thing I would change is the fumble.
Oh. If you were sitting in front of Ernest Biner right now, would you be able to sit in the same room?
At this point, yes.
Okay.
I've come to terms with it. It's over. It's done. But, yeah, that's the one thing. Cleveland would have won that Super Bowl.
Mm. That's difficult. That's difficult. I've sat in the same room as Ernest Biner because I spent some time in Washington. And even though he won a Super Bowl with the Redskins, he still does that's literally the one thing that he looks back on his career and he says it's and you see this with other players who have a definition of their career via singular moment. We saw that with Bill Buckner, obviously, how much it affected him and his family and their personal life. I mean, if we were doing this show in Cleveland, I appreciate LJ for the call. If we were doing this show from Cleveland, we would have a laundry list of different things. People would be talking about the decision. People would be talking about letting LeBron go a second time, the fumble, the drive, game seven of the 97 World Series. Of course, losing to our Braves. You know, there's probably a lot of things. Kenny Lofton. I mean, the whole bit. Jim Thome, letting Jim Thome walk. Game seven in 2016 against the Cubs. And is there a town that takes its misery more seriously than Cleveland, Ohio does? Man, what is the one thing you had in sports that you want to change? Anything in sports, whether it's a player, whether it's a rule, whether it's a game, that you'd want to change, what would that be? 404-741-0929 on the phones and on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Let's go to Vic, who is calling in Ellenwood. And Vic, you're on 92.9 The Game. How are you, Vic?
Hey, how you doing? Great show. If I could change one thing, back when the Falcons had Dan Reeves.
Yes.
And they had Michael Vick.
Yes.
I really believe if they would have kept Dan Reeves there, Michael Vick never would have went in that direction. I thought that he was doing a great job with Vick. I mean, he brought him here. They went to the playoffs. They beat Green Bay. He come back. He get hurt in preseason. And then they made the announcement that they weren't going to retain him. And I believe what Dan Reed said, that the player was not going to respect him if they knew he wasn't going to be there. They're not going to play hard for him.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could go back and they could have just kept him at least one more year and try to go ahead and get Vic. Because I thought Vic was passing and everything. Because once they brought the new coach in there, who was it, Jim Moore?
Yes, Jim Moore.
Vic just went haywire. He's just running all over the place. All the standing in the pocket and passing. And he came out of himself and said that he didn't study the playbook. He just went out there and winged it on Sunday.
I mean, he freelanced a lot. You know, you could say that his peak came in 14. Appreciate the call, Vic. His peak came in 14. He actually had one of his best statistical seasons in 2006. And we all knew what happened after. Well, the problem is he also got sacked more times that year than he did at any point in time. So the fact that you're right, he was doing a lot more freelancing that year to kind of change the narrative. But yeah, the real pity, I think, too, is the fact that young man's career did not go. If there's one player that probably had more uncapped potential in Atlanta sports history, I think we all could agree it was Michael Vick. If we could see an unaltered, more mature, and more well-led Michael Vick, that's one thing I think we all could sit here and say, man, that could have produced something special in this city. Great answers. Love that. Love that feedback on the phone lines. I know I promised you Joe Patrick. I didn't bring him to you here, but I will bring him to you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.